Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is a sacred space and a sanctuary for you to receive resources for relief, replenishment, restoration, and renewal. And my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today? Well, today my co-creative partner is my friend, medical intuitive Jimmy Mack. He's here and we're going to talk about co-creating changes with a magical, mystical Atlantean technology. So let's all intend for a shift, an upgrade, and a change in frequency, energy, health, wealth, vitality, abundance, prosperity, empowerment, whatever you wish for. So just trust and know that bountiful blessings are on their way to you. Just relax, breathe, open, and receive. Before I go any further, please subscribe to our show. This is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com, and you can listen to all of our replays on iTunes and YouTube and Spotify and iHeartRadio, et cetera, and please connect with us further in our Facebook group or on Instagram. So again, I encourage you to prepare for shifts and changes today. Set an intention if you feel inspired to do so. My intention with our journey is for love and grace and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation for clarity, harmony, wealth, success, vitality to be realized by all of us in new ways. Write in and let Jimmy and I know how you're doing. We will take callers. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand. And now a little bit more about Jimmy, and we'll dive in. Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and a spiritual life coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was divinely shown and he developed a simpler way to create healing and profound transformational changes faster, that is now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. He is also the author of 9 books, over 30 energetic clearing and healing audio MP3s. He offers a mastery and practitioner certification program. He hosted a weekly radio show called the Jimmy Mack Healing Show for over 5 years. And he works worldwide with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype. And today you're going to learn about this simple technique that'll bring your life into balance. Because when we can get a clear answer of whether our individual energetic frequency is vibrating at a yes or a no, then we have the direction to create change and shift things using his liquid fish. And you're going to actually see and feel things change in your body. I mean, it's pretty powerful, and you're going to get to experience that today. So let's prepare for some really powerful shifts, my friends, and dive in. So join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Jimmy as I welcome him back. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us today. I love it. And waves of energy. I love that, too. Everything we
do
have
you feel it?
So nautical. I do. And all our stuff's nautical and around a fish. And so
yes,
I love that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, you and I always have fun, and you do great.
Yes. Yeah, we do. We do. And I love that we're talking about co-creating changes and really looking at what you have created as an Atlantean technology, you know, this healing technique that we've been talking about for years with you, to really focus on it and highlight it as an Atlantean technology is exciting. And I want to get into that. So, first, I just want to get your take. You haven't been here all year. We've been in connection, but you haven't been on the show. Let's say something positive about what, you know, we're coming up to the end of the year almost. In terms of all these changes, Jimmy, what do you see the positive in terms of potential here?
Well, certainly, you know, I get hits around the middle of November. I think there's going to be some good changes then. And then hugely next spring, I think there's going to be a lot of changes. And I'd like to think the health piece will improve. I mean, you know, you'd have to be living under a rock to not have had enough about, you know, the COVID and all that stuff. So, gosh, as that wanes, that's my prayer. I certainly work on it daily to knock that down. And if we can knock that down, I think a lot of things are going to shift and change. But I've always been very bullish and excited, and, you know, kind of you got to look at the glass as more than half full. And if you take that attitude about everything, everything can change. I will say, you know, and you and I were speaking earlier about it, is it's been a lot of planets in retrograde. It's been a lot of miscommunications, mixed up things. But this is going to straighten out, and certainly before the end of the year. So I'm very hopeful that things can change and get a whole lot better. Yeah, and here's the thing. I tell everybody it's death, taxes, and change. That's the only thing I can guarantee is death, taxes, and change. So, you know, we want to embrace this change. We want to see even the wave of illness, disease, disorder crash down. We want to see people out there again and thriving and enjoying themselves in the holidays. That's my hope for everybody, of course. So,
yeah, mine
folks
too.
Folks like you and I behind the scenes, we live it. You know, that's what we're working on and praying about for sure.
Creating change, and that is what this magical, mystical Atlantean technology of yours is intended to do. Right? I know you've told the story about your near death, Jimmy, like so many thousands of times, but it is significant. It's what brought all this through. I believe it was in 2009-ish somewhere. Is
yeah,
that about right?
Ish. It was around the holidays. You know, I almost shut it out now, but at the time, yeah, my gallbladder was acting up, and they put me in the hospitals in Florida. And God, they about killed me. They gave me way too much anesthesia, so they took my gallbladder out, and that was fine. But I came out of that, and I had full-blown clinical pneumonia, and I was just a wreck. And I tell everybody it's never a good sign when all the heads of the departments or the doctors pile into your little hospital room, you know, so that's when you know it's a problem. And so anyway, they said, well, we don't know. We're not sure of this, that, or the other thing. We can monitor you in the room. And I told the surgeon, and I'd been intubated, so they pulled a little tube out of my throat, and you could barely talk. And I'm giving him the finger of come here, so you can at least hear me, you know. And I said, pretend you're my best friend, my uncle, my son. What would you do? Stay here, ICU. And his eyes got big. He said, I'd put you in ICU. I said, lead the way. So that was that. And, you know, and every night I was coding out, having experiences more profound than the night before. And so that was a wild, wild time. And that's what they showed me with this piece about my liquid fish change made simple. And everybody can learn it over time and play with it and see what they want. You know, with what you and I do, and we've done it so long, it was really a shake your fist at God moment. It's like the last thing I want to do is bring out a method or technique to the whole world, right? It's like,
right.
You know, one more thing to deal with, right? I was happy with my little life of just working with clients, phone, Skype, wherever, and just leading a little simple life. But be that as it may, it changed everything. And so then that went on from there. The interesting piece is I played with it for about a year before I dared to unleash it on friends or family or anybody else. And it's really simple. It's deep. It's fast. You can learn it in a hurry. And, of course, we even have an online course. And we have practitioners now doing it around the world. The Atlantean piece is very cool, and that's new to your people. And what happened was I had an intuitive give me a reading. Never met the woman before in my whole life, and she said, I'm looking at you right now through Zoom, and you just have a zillion angels and different entities and all positive things behind you, ascended masters standing behind you and all that. And she didn't even know about my liquid fish or change made simple or our nautical themes or anything. And she said, Jimmy, you were like the highest priest, if you will, in Atlantis. And I thought, wow, now it's all making sense, right? And so people want to argue that that's somewhere off our coast, and a lot of people would argue it was really off Portugal, you know, Spain area and out there. But regardless of where Atlantis was at the time, this is, I believe, you know, an ancient technology or method or technique that's been brought back through me having to go through the near-death experience to really help people out around the world. So that's what it is. So now we just, here it is, deal with it.
Well, and you're so generous with your time with this. You're so loving, and you've been so good to me all these years. But, you know, what's cool about this is people can feel it pretty instantly. I mean, you use kinesiology or, like, sway testing with the body for yes and no answers. But then describe what, you know, in the most simplistic way possible, you know, what this fishing is. I know it's like reversing, releasing negative stuff into divine energy, basically.
Yeah, basically, everybody knows what infinity looks like. It looks like an eight laying on its side. And what spirit showed me was you take off the back left end and you wind up with a little fish. And it's not the Christian fish symbol with the nose or snout. It's more like a three-year-old used a crayon in their fist and they just tried to draw a little simple fish. And that's what we're doing. So the bottom left of the fin, I always think of as earth negative weakness, and we're loading it in that fish motion, if you will. It looks like a Tai Chi, a yoga, or a Qigong move, and all I do is trace that fish, and I'm releasing it in the top left corner of the tail. And what that is jettisoning out anything that's negative, earthbound, or a weakness. The positive piece that we wouldn't have, maybe it's happy, happy, joy, joy, or we're don't have enough grounding in our life, per se, then I'd go to the heavens, which would be the top left corner of the little fish, and I would fish it down and into us in that direction. The top left corner of the tail, it would be heaven positive strength. And we can use a pendulum to measure it. You can use fingers. Some people get heavier light, and others will stand and do sway testing. This really helps dial it in. I think it integrates into our brains of, hey, something's happening and it's different. And that makes a difference as well. I mean, we've all had Reiki and different, you know, healing modalities performed on us, maybe laying on a table or having a massage. You get up, you feel better, and that's all well and good, but you're not really sure what's happened or changed. Mm-hmm. And with this, it's that piece where you can actually realize things have changed.
Do you remember, Jimmy, the very first time you came on the show, and it was years ago, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember, but I was experiencing it with you for the first time prior to the show, and I was like, oh, my God. Like,
I know, right?
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
and then we went on, and
so that's what happens. Yeah, when people experience it, they're like, oh, my God, this is really something happening, and it's like, yeah, I know, I'm like a little kid with it, right? And so to
yes,
me, it's
but you
it's
do
fun.
It fast and it's fun. Yeah. Too, but the way that it's measured and the way people feel it, I want to explain it briefly is, you know, when you're standing up like sway testing, you know, a yes is most commonly you lean forward and a no to a question is you lean backward. And so you ask the question and you can feel it for the person or they can stand up and feel it. But if it's a no and you want it to be yes, you do this fishing technique.
Yep.
And
it changes.
And it changes it. And they feel it. They sway in a different way, you know, forward or backward, whichever way is most beneficial. But can you highlight that this is also on a DNA level, core level, history level, soul level, parallel dimensions, universes, all that?
All that.
Right?
All that. Everything more. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild, and it's very simple, but it's very deep. And like I said, with the for anybody that's going to call in today and use a pendulum, that's fine too. They can actually watch the changes when I do it. And space and time doesn't matter. I mean, you could be on the space shuttle or something. We're still going to change things. So they'll actually watch the pendulum jump to the other direction, right? And, so
and if they don't
have
one – sway.
Yeah, they can still stand. They can do stand sway testing. The best thing to tell folks is you want to be hydrated, figure out which ways due north. I find that makes about a 20 or 30% difference in the movement, like it's stronger, like you know something's happening. And ideally, you want to be barefoot or sock feet. So, and it's strong mountain pose and yoga, of course, without locking your knees. But you get the idea. If you're standing there, you'll feel it.
Yeah. And what I recall from working with you is that Like if I started swaying or someone else did, like side to side, usually that was when it was like another lifetime issue or something. And then so you would fish out stuff like
that. Yeah, actually left. So odd. Yeah, once you get going deeper into it, left would be abandonment, right is control. So a lot of times we're caught up in so much control that it's hard for us for swaying to the right because we're trying to control even not getting rid of an illness, disease, or disorder. And we fish all that out, and then all of a sudden it releases. So it's pretty wild. And abandonment, I mean, who hasn't had an abandonment issue, right, in their life?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't, you probably haven't lived them. But that would be swaying to the left. And there's other people, by the way, that will have DNA unwinding. So it looks like a little top spinning. So they might be unwinding to the left and releasing that negative energy about whatever we're working on. So there's all kinds of triggers, and it's fascinating. And so everybody kind of reacts a little bit differently to it.
Hmm. But as a medical intuitive as well, and by the way, prior to that near-death experience, you'd been doing all kinds of this kind of work, spiritual work. So it's not like it just started in 2009. This just kind of shifted it into this new arena. But also highlight, it can be anything. If someone is having challenges with their finances or their health or whatever.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it makes a difference. I mean, energy isn't everything. So whether it's an illness, disease, or disorder, or job, career, maybe a relationship, a psychological thing you might have going on, or a hang-up, even a phobia, this can still change all that because there's energy in all that. And that's what you're experiencing. And I find that, you know, kind of my joke always is, and my good friend who's in South Florida, he jokes that, you know, I know this works because for no amount of money would you talk to strangers on the phone. And that's his joke because, you know, he knows it works and I know it works. And so I'm fascinated by it all the time, every day. And I love to share it and at least, you know, see the reaction of people when they engage in it the first time. It's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. So when we take callers, I'm going to take questions from the webcast too, Jimmy. What is the easiest and best way to facilitate this? Would they just give you their name and like what they're challenged by, or what's the best way to do this?
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah, just first name and whatever they'd like to change. Hopefully they can stand up and they'll feel the energy coming and going. And that's the easiest way to have people experience it rather than explain it. You know, you and I could talk about, if somebody's never been on an airplane, you and I could talk to him for the next hour about what it's like to be on an airplane. But when you fly in an airplane, it's a whole nother deal. So.
Yes. Let's dive into it.
We'll take IM, we'll take live callers, whatever works. That's great.
Yes. Okay. So again, your name, be ready to stand up so you can feel this sway test and feel what we're talking about, feel this energy shift for yourself. So, okay. First caller from Syracuse, New York, it looks like, area code 315. You're live, 315.
Hi. Oh my goodness.
Hi.
This is my first experience with either one of you, so I'm just flabbergasted right now.
Well, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Jimmy, I saw one of Jimmy's emails go out this morning, and I'm like, oh, I better sign up for this. So I did, and here I am. My name is Stacy.
Good.
Hi.
Stacy, okay.
You want me to stand up? Great. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. What's going on with you, Stacy?
I still have like long COVID symptoms, so it's been very challenging. But then I had an episode of tachycardia over the weekend or Monday night, and it scared the heck out of me because I don't have a heart issue that I know of. So I don't know what's going on, if it's related. I don't know.
Yeah, I certainly get intuitively it's related. Did you end up ever having the vaccine, or you just got COVID?
I had COVID in December, and I had the vaccine in March.
Got it. Okay. And that dials it in better for me as well. But if you're standing there right now, I mean, the term I come up with, really would be something like you're, you know, in the long haul with COVID, and that's probably going to pull you forward to yes or back or no. But just say your name and let's dial into you. You're going to feel a pull forward when you say my name is.
My name is Stacy. Oh, sorry. Okay.
She felt it.
Yeah. There you go. And if you say my name is Nemo the fish, you'll feel the pull backwards.
My name is Nemo the fish. Okay, I gotcha.
Awesome.
Wow.
So let's just, I would just own the lowest common denominator of what you're referring to, and that would be that I feel like I'm caught up in long haul COVID and those symptoms, and see if you go forward, back, or in between when you say that.
Well, I just said it in my head as you were saying it, and I went forward.
Yeah. So all I'm doing is tracing the fish from the bottom left and releasing all that. You're going to feel it pull you back when it releases.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going like in a circle a little bit.
And
yeah, that's
unwind-
what I was talking about. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's kind of an unwinding. You can imagine if you had a little, a ton of string around you that said COVID all on it. We're taking all that off. And then
yeah,
you're going to feel it pull backwards when it releases.
Yeah, I did. I had to stop myself.
Love it. And it's going to bring you back to a place of neutrality once that's done. You'll feel it park you in a neutral spot.
Yeah.
Excellent. Makes sense.
Yay.
In a weird way. Yay.
That is really weird.
Yeah.
So you felt that, Stacy.
I did. Yeah. Really weird, but it's good.
Yeah,
it feels good.
It's weird, but it's good, like you said. And yeah, we're happy to talk to you live and at least demo it for you. And gosh, good luck with all that. And you gotta definitely stay vigilant and see your physician
yeah.
for sure. I'm a metaphysician.
Yeah.
But I'm the first thing from a physician. So my thing is
right now,
you know,
I don't need
to. Yeah, well, you know, and I tell everybody this is supercharged, turbocharged prayer. That's really what it is. And I, you know, my friend always says, he teases me and he says, I think they not only hear your prayers, they actually do something about it. And so that is, even just
that's
what we did today, it's going to make a difference. Yeah, it's going to make a difference, Stacy,
yeah.
in how you feel. Okay?
All right, best wishes to you, Stacy.
Thanks for joining us. Yes.
Oh,
okay,
glad you called in.
Me too.
Right. She's like, me too. Okay, bye, Stacy. All right. Okay, moving on to our next caller, area code 415, it looks like in San Francisco. 415. You're
oh
live.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Oh, my gosh, it's
Carrie?
You. Hi.
It's so
I don't know
nice.
Who you is yet, but.
So much. This is Vivica, and I haven't spoken to Jimmy for a while. Jimmy, you are wonderful.
Thank you. That's sweet of you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're listening to the show. Gosh.
Oh, me too. Very much needed right now. And Carrie, you're also always wonderful. I listen to you a lot.
Thank you.
Jimmy, you're welcome. Thank you. Jimmy, at this time, and I have been going to, we made a move to a beautiful place. It's a lot different, but it's just wonderful, a lot more peaceful. And I've been trying to find my own inner guidance and develop my healing gifts and intuitive knowing and take the steps forward that I want to take for quite a while now. And I'm just wondering, I'm kind of in a place now of not knowing whether in following my own direction, especially regarding starting my own business or trying to work for someone part-time. Am I following my direction? Am I clear in the steps that I'm taking and knowing what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing?
Yeah. So that's the 17-part question. But, yeah, I don't get that you're working for somebody else. It tests weak when I ask about that. But the strength is in the piece of actually doing your own business and whatnot. If you want to stand up, give you
I'm ready for
everybody
you.
On the show. Yeah, let's give you and everybody that hears the sound of my voice now or in the future Let's give them grounding and discernment and direction in their lives. And Vivica, it's going to pull you forward when it shifts, and I'm doing it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there it goes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to pull, and bring you back to neutral once it's done.
I'm still, like, almost falling forward, so I don't, then I stand back again. And then, okay.
Yeah, that's the power of it. So that's good. Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to help you. And but it definitely feels like you're where you're supposed to be right now, 100%. I kind of touch into things. Everything's either weak or strong. Doing anything else right now, that's weak for you. So that would preclude everything outside of that. So you're definitely where you need to be. And you're definitely moving forward and doing something that's going to work for you. I feel like you're putting all this together for the end of the year. But March looks stellar for you. It'd be springtime. So coming up. So, yeah.
I tell you, I'm still being pulled forward. Still
yeah.
Want to go back.
Well, here's the funny part about that. Here's the caveat. We did you and everybody that's on the show now or in the future. And so you're feeling the pull, how strong that pull is, because the energy is so much more massive when we start talking about that, right?
That oh, my gosh. Sense. I'm being tested in so many ways. So this is so powerful for right now for me. This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you,
Vivica.
Awesome. Oh, thanks for calling in. Great to talk to you again. Yeah.
Oh,
best wishes with
you again soon.
With your new business. Yeah. Thanks, Vivica.
Thank you, Carrie. God bless you.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye, Vivica. Okay, so next caller, your name and just, you know, what change you want to happen, and we'll dive in. I'm going to area code 231. You're live, 231.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
It's Destiny.
Destiny, hi.
Hi.
Yay, thanks for being here.
Thank you for being here. You know what? Right now, I just had a major healing and empowerment this morning, and what I'm feeling is really strange. I feel like I'm being pulled. So I'm like trying to ground into this reality, and in this moment, I feel pulled somewhere else. So I feel like I'm struggling, like there's a tug of war, and I don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel like a struggle, so I want to get you out of that. So if you just even make the statement, and hopefully you're standing there barefoot or sock feet, and if you just say, I'm caught up in struggling right now, it's going to pull you forward, and all we're doing is looking for that file of struggle.
I am caught up in struggling now, and I rescind it.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel like it's going forward?
I feel it in my midsection. It's like I'm being pulled, like my
Yep. So I'm going to release all that, okay? All I'm going to do is fish it out, and then it's going to pull you back when it releases, and I'm changing it now.
Oh. Whoa. Could you tell me what all of that is? I don't understand.
Well, I don't get that it's good. Again, I deal in, you know, positive, negative, strength, weakness, but whatever you're caught up into, test weak, and I'm just releasing all the weakness out. So whatever healing modality or thing that you did, I would just like to take away the positive of it instead of whatever else you picked up along the way. And, you know, entity stuff in this day and age, and especially during this month, it's celebrated to be scared and dress up as something else outside of you, right? And so it's very easy to pick all that stuff up, and that's what we just deleted off of you.
Yeah,
so this should decide and feel a whole lot better. Okay.
Thank you so much for that. Appreciated.
Yeah, of course.
So much.
Of course.
Thank you,
glad
Destiny.
You called in.
Thank you, Carrie. Right. Thank you, Jenny. Guys, have a good
day.
You're
welcome. You too. Stay light and bright. Destiny. Okay, next caller is area code. Another 415. 415-314. You're live.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. What's going on, Kim? What do you want changed?
Oh, gosh. I love Jimmy. I miss hearing your voice. I am having issues with low iron and a glutathione deficiency. And I'm
wondering if
Jimmy can help those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, immediately what comes in with that, you just have me jump to blood. I, you know, think of the liver as kind of the oil filter on the car, if you will.
Exactly.
And the glutathione is related to that and liver strength. And then, of course, if you're having any other blood issues, that's what it tests as, a weakness of the blood. So it would be, if you want to stand up, due north, that's great, Kim. And if you just say, my blood feels weak, it's going to pull you forward.
My blood feels weak. Yes, I'm going forward.
Yeah. So all I'm going to do is fish it out from the bottom left. I'm just tracing the fish from the bottom, back of the fish, face, underbelly. I cross my original line. I'm letting it go like a balloon. Now it's going to pull you straight back when it releases.
Ooh. I'm like bending over backwards. Hang on.
I know. Just hold on
to
something. Yeah. And it's going to bring you back to neutral once that's done.
Wow, that was intense. Yes, okay, I just slid forward now.
Excellent.
Wow, and I've had
so
people
now,
before, and that was really strong.
Yeah, and so I tell people, you know, every day somebody will email or talk to me, and they go, how do I know something's going to happen? I go, don't worry, you're going to know. So like you said, it pulls you so hard forward generally and so hard back, you just know it's spirit-driven, you know, and so that's
mm-hmm.
the cool part. I want to strengthen your blood while we're at it. We've taken out the negative, but it still tests a little crunchy to me. So all I'm going to do is go to the heavens right now, top left corner of the fish. I'm tracing it, wind up at the belly, the face, the back of the fish. I cross my original line and bring that in, and now it's going to pull you forward when it strengthens your blood.
All right, hang on. I'm going backwards still.
It's just taking out everything that doesn't agree with that. It's going to pull you forward and shift it. You'll feel it.
Ooh, there we go. Now I'm going forward. Ooh, I almost fell.
Yep. And hold on. Just hold on to that for a minute and wait till it brings you back to neutral, okay?
All right, I'm holding on to the table now.
Ooh. Yep.
Perfect. All right, there we go. Now I'm back to neutral. Ooh.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Good. Yeah, so that's going to help. I would do anything. I would even Google eating for your liver, the strength in liver. You'll find, you know, all the deep colored vegetables and things. Beets are great. There's all kinds of liver supplements you could take. IVs are huge, too. You can actually get Myers cocktail style IVs of glutathione. So that would help you as well. And anything you can do towards that.
Thank you so much for saying that. I saw that recently, and I found a place here in San Francisco. And do you feel those are safe and it's, you know, okay on the box?
Yeah, I have. Oh, my gosh. Well, the only reason I'm mentioning it is because they're whispering in my ear to tell you that. So if you've already seen signs of it, if you know what I'm saying, it's not Jimmy Mac guessing. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, intuitively, yeah. It can only help you. I'm a huge fan of IVs. I'd probably get one. Once or twice a month from my friend that does them, you know. But it can only help you, you know, so many people nowadays, the number one thing they're not doing is getting enough water. So that's a huge factor. And like I said, that'll really help the blood flow for you as well and strengthen that. Okay?
Great, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're glad you
Thank
called
you
in.
Thank you for being
Thank
with us.
Show. Gosh.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, Kim. Okay. Next caller is area code, let's see, 615. It looks like Twin Cities. 651, actually. 651.
Hello.
You're live.
There.
Hi.
Char. Hi.
Hi, Char. Welcome.
Thanks so much for calling on me. And I was just wording what I was going to ask. So, I am a musician, singer-songwriter, and I've been out of the musical loop for a while. Although I had some really fabulous moments, I also experienced a lot of, distress, abandonment, bad stuff happened. And I'm wondering if I could use some help with releasing any abandonment issues. And then if I have too much programming about suffering as an artist, and if I could have help letting that go.
Yes, please. All right, Jimmy.
Yeah, so I don't get abandonment issues at all. I mean, whatever you've probably been doing and working on those things, that really isn't there. So I wouldn't be hugging that pillow every night either, if you know what I mean.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. At some point you gotta go, hey, I'm all grown up now and all that's in the past. I mean, I could tell you stories about my childhood in under a minute and you'll be crying on the phone, but it's like, hey, I lived through it. I'm here now, right? And so, okay. That tests good for you. Anything musical around you, anything artsy tests really strong. Again, I want to give you some more grounding. And you don't feel safe either, by the way. That's a big concept that comes in for a lot of people.
Right.
But if you want to stand up now, face due north, again, you want your feet about hip width apart. And we'll go simple and just say, I feel safe, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I feel safe. Forward.
Mm-hmm. Good. So it's there now. Does that make sense? So that's what we need. And let's even do it. I'm safe and comfortable just being myself. That will jump us way past abandonment or any other issues. So you can say that. See if you go forward, back, or in between. It's safe and comfortable for me to just be myself.
It's safe and comfortable for me to just be myself. Yeah, I just went back on that one.
Yeah,
and
someone changed that.
That's an anxiety I have.
Yeah.
I work in the theater.
All that. It's going to pull you forward when it shifts. You'll feel it. And we're sending it now to you in a little file. There you go. And it's going to pull you forward.
Pull. It did. I
love it. Yep. And that's going to help you out a lot. If I can go down to the one common denominator. You know, Carrie, it's kind of funny. It's like playing that silly game Jenga. And you know, where they have the little log pieces.
Yeah.
But we want to find that bottom line piece on somebody. And if we pull that, all this anxiety, all this apprehension, thoughts of abandonment, it takes it all out when we do that. And that's what we just did with her. We just went deeper and faster than I might normally do for a show, but you know what I'm saying.
Beautiful. Char,
yeah.
There's some relief and release and all of that for you.
Thank you so much. I felt the energy.
You're welcome.
Up to my heart. Yeah, and then drop down into the earth, so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in. Thanks for listening to the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We were in sync there, Char. Absolutely. Okay. Best wishes moving forward, Char. Okay. Let's see. I'm going now to area code 510. You're live. 510.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, and I've been having tremendous trouble. I try to do the webcast about 10 times. I can't get the microphone to allow. So I just said a little prayer that I'd get called on. I have talked with you once before. I did a paid session with you and love your energy and plan to study with you.
Thank you. That's sweet
of
you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I've just been off in Israel helping my kids for months. So I have been told that I'm a walk-in. And I have done so much work, including with you, to try and clear some physical stuff. I've going, you know, bad digestion, still have a brain injury, never seems to completely resolve itself, dizziness, need too much sleep. And I've been told by a very fine, reputable healer that because I'm a walk-in, I can't clear this stuff from the
pain. I don't get that. I'm going to stop you right there because I don't get walk-in for you, just so you know.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know kind of like what a walk-in is, that's when you might code out on the table or die, and your spirit leaves and some other spirit comes in and takes over your body kind of thing and moves on with that. But I don't even get that with you at all. I wouldn't be too caught up into that. You know, it tests weak when I ask. So all I can give you is my perspective. What's a bottom line piece that we can change for you on the fly right now that might give you some relief?
Well, I don't know if this dizziness I get when I'm stressed has to do with the brain injury or whether it's a matter of my not being able to make the kind of spiritual connections I need to go forward on.
Yeah, I don't get that it's brain injury. It's the second piece that you're mentioning. It might be frustration with spirit. That tests strong. So I want to, if you're standing there right now, we're going to release all that off of you. So I'm going to release off traumatic brain injury and also being caught up in, let's say, anxiety, stress, and tension. You're going to feel a pull backwards when it releases. I'm sending it now.
Okay, got that.
Excellent. And that's going to help you probably more than anything, just taking out some of these things. I would just continue to plow forward as much as you can and ignore all the naysayers or anybody that tells you blah, blah, blah. You know, you got to do you at the end of the day and just keep moving. And,
I've been trying. I've got a book that I wrote years ago that I just haven't been able to move forward with publishing, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And if the book is done, if you'll email me, I'm going to send you to the best pre-pep press people on earth. I did 9 books, and they helped me with mine. So just send me an email about book information, and I'll send you a link, and you can talk to them.
Bless you. Would you please test me for whether or not I should take your course and learn your healing method?
Well, that test's really strong. I mean, if I put it over your head right now, you're going to feel the pull forward, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's up to you. Our course is online 24/7, people around the world taking it. We have practitioners around the world now that can do this. And, gosh, it can only help you. So
it's very basic,
straightforward. So whenever it works for you, we'd be thrilled to welcome you aboard. So, yeah.
Well, I'd be thrilled to climb aboard. I'll do it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Best wishes with flying forward. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Let me take one more caller. Area code, let's see. 310, you're live.
Hi, 310.
Oh, hi. Karen, is that what? Did you say Karen? Hi. Welcome.
I said if I was supposed to be doing this, you would call on me, and you did. God bless you. I love when that happens. And this happened before with us, Carrie. Jimmy, I've been diagnosed with cataracts, and I've done a lot of healing work on it, and it is getting better. But I still feel there's some left, and when it's hard for me to drive at night. Can we get rid of that?
Sure. Let's at least make an effort. I will if you will. So if you're standing up now, let's go ahead and just say, I have cataracts, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I have cataracts, and I went immediately forward.
Yeah. So all I'm going to do is trace the fish from the bottom left of the tail. Butt of the fish, back, face, underbelly, cross my original line. I'm releasing cataracts up into the void. It's going to pull you straight back when that releases.
I actually went to the left, and now I'm going back. Whoa.
Yeah, and that's abandonment stuff on the left, so it's very interesting. You do have, I'm sure we've all had that moment of shake your fist at God stuff. They're actually saying for you, it feels like the cataracts are the bane of your existence. You'd like to be able to drive at night and, you know, on some level, you're shaking your fist at God stuff. Over time, what happens is it's our eyes' natural protection to try and keep us out of the sun. There's also all kinds of different odd supplements you could take. and as well as eye drops. So I would look into that as well. And the other one I like, I think it's out of South Florida across the state from me, but they've got a Bright Eyes supplement, and that's really good. And I don't sell product, but I certainly tell folks to make their own, do their own research and try things out. So
yeah,
there's
actually
a Bright Eyes. Mm-hmm.
Bright Eyes didn't, but I'm taking two other supplements, the same two. One is Vision. And I'm taking two other supplements. So have we cleared a lot of it? I'm not even conscious that I have abandonment issues. So that's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, it can be a shadow thing, or it could be it really is more apropos or a poetic piece where it's like your eyes are abandoning you. If you can't drive at night, then you're abandoning night driving. Makes sense?
Oh, of course it does.
See what I mean? It's don't think of it as the literal as much as it is. It's okay. Thank you. They said to tell you it's a nuance. Okay, there you go. I haven't used the word nuance this year, but hey, yeah.
All right.
They go, how do you know it's them? I go, don't worry. I know it's them because it's in words.
Yeah.
I would
you don't
use
that word.
Nuances. Yeah, the nuance is feeling abandoned by God. And abandoning your night driving, and your eyes are abandoning you. So you get the idea. But
yeah,
just changing that right now can be a game changer for you.
Mm-hmm. It's changing the thought process. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what happens is energetically, I'm going past your thought process. So we're just actually taking the essence or the formulary of cataracts out of your being. That's our goal. And so beyond the thought process, it's these words change into like the thought, and they change the belief structure, and your eyes go, oh, I can be without cataracts. Okay. And so then that helps dissipate out. Yeah. And the other weird thing it does is it'll really help whatever supplements you're taking too. And it will really enforce that.
Many blessings to both of you. Thank you so much. Mwah.
To you too, Karen. Yay. Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. What I'd like to do now, to talk about your offers, how people can work with you. If they haven't had a private session with you, these are awesome. You can see what just happened in a minute or two with people here. But the first offer, it can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. Then you will click on Jimmy's picture. That will take you to these offerings. The first one is My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. This is where you will learn how to do this, right, Jimmy? And a few people had written in, can we learn to do this ourselves? Well, in offer A, there are audios, videos on all kinds of things. What do you want to share about it, Jimmy? Whoops, can you hear me? Oh, he just got bumped off. He will be back. So I will go ahead and tell you what's in it. A few people ask, can we do it? Offer A shows you how to do it. There are videos, audios that really describe how to get into this. He also has a special one on discovering your life purpose and your destiny, as well as the next one is inspiring and igniting your creative spark. I know that's important for a lot of you with your creative endeavors. A lot of people are starting new businesses from what I'm reading. That could be very helpful. The next one is clearing switches for new beginnings. That's where it's like you switch off all the bad luck kind of programs. You switch on good fortune, new beginnings, things like that. So,
love that.
These are,
yeah.
Oh, hi. I'm just going through your offer.
Good.
Oh, I figured you'd
do
that.
We had a caller earlier. It was so funny. And she said, no matter what I called, what numbers I called, it wouldn't go through. And so it's beyond retrograde, right?
Yeah, there's some.
Yeah, the creative piece is awesome for people. We've had a lot of great feedback on that too. And like you mentioned, the switches as well. It looks like it really looks like the light switch energetically. And switches in physics, you know, we all know that. Oh, we've stayed at some old log cabin or some place before where it had the old fan on the ceiling and the little light. and you have that knob on the wall, right? And it's on, but neither your light nor your fan is on. So that's kind of how we are all the time. And you need to, you know, turn that toggle, that knob, if you will, to turn on those switches of things like good luck and inspiration. So that's huge. Yeah,
yes.
It's all about manifesting dreams into reality. So
I love that all of those are,
one,
yeah, that are videos that they can watch you, you know.
Well, yeah, so and then you get an idea. And like today, you know, people can feel it. And that's what makes a difference, too. This item five, by the way, that's Tell the Fish. It's 365 daily inspirations and affirmations. And that book took 7 years to write. It was like a shake my fist at God every year kind of moment. But what we do here is a little bit different. And, you know, we would make sure every little word is just about right. Or you can imagine every sentence, every paragraph, every page is lined up energetically. Mm-hmm. So, again, that offers people, they will open it for whatever day today is. And you're going to read a little story and then an affirmation at the bottom. So it's bound to help folks. Like you mentioned, the kit's also on video. That's very helpful. There's an interactive starter kit after that. That's part of the bonus. It's actually five MP3s in that and a video as well. So that's going to help.
Well, and it'll really get them started on doing this on their own. But then those other videos, you really take them through, you know, discovering their purpose, igniting their creative spark, clearing the switches for new beginnings, and manifesting dreams into reality. So there's a lot there, and the affirmations.
There's a lot there.
And the interactive starter kit. So all of that is $111. We have our three-pay option. This will keep you busy for a long time. In a very good way, a very progressive way.
Yeah.
And then offer B is all of that plus a private session with you. And if you haven't done this, I mean, Jimmy is so kind and loving. You can tell from the people who've called, who've worked with him. We all love you, Jimmy. It's evident.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a great opportunity to experience this with Jimmy, and it's 15 minutes, but you get a whole lot packed in there. And
well, you see how fast we've gone with these folks today.
Yeah,
you know,
for one or two minutes.
90 seconds, you know, we're changing things on the fly. So even with 15, you can go quicker. That bonus too, by the way, that's a magical golden key guided audio process. This is really cool. And what Spirit said to me, you can look at the picture there on it. But what we're saying to Spirit basically is, hey, we're about giving up, whether it's weight loss, work, job, career, relationship, finding love in our life. We've just about given up. And we're saying to Spirit, drop in that golden key. You know, your angels, your guides, your benevolent loved ones in Spirit know exactly what part you may be missing. So we're saying drop that golden key and unlock this lock of whatever's blocking us, and we drop it into the fish. There's even a video that goes with that, so you can get an idea of watching it happen. But that has been a
another bonus.
For a lot of, yeah, it really is.
Another bonus. Beautiful offerings. You've put together some things that I've never seen here before, so I really appreciate, you know, the generosity with all of these things, Jimmy. So thank you.
And, you know, yeah, for the folks, I'm telling you right now, if you went to our website, I mean, you're going to pay $500, $600 for all this together. So this is only for Harry's people.
Me.
And really.
My peeps.
It really is. It really is.
Jump up and celebrate, you guys, and say yes to this.
Yes.
And,
yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would say we want change. We want to create change for you and everybody that's listening now or in the future, the replay, this show live. I mean, we want to see things change for you. I don't want to go, oh, my gosh, follow Jimmy Mack around the universe and do as I do and do what I say. It's like, no. Here it is for you. We want to empower you to do this on your own and find a work with
me.
And, you know, join us. But ultimately, we want you to learn how to do it. You know, it's our old joke of, if you feed a man a fish, he eats for the day. If you teach him how to fish, he eats for a lifetime. And that's where
Absolutely.
We're at.
Absolutely. Well, and they can get a really beautiful jump start by working with you first to clear out a bunch of that stuff first and really dive in. Because I hadn't gone to our webcast, I'm going to go to one. We haven't covered it yet, so I think it will help everyone on finances. Can we do that, Jimmy?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. So Cindy and Burnaby, so great to hear Jimmy again. I just purchased a new pendulum. Can't wait to try it. Would love to release my blocks to financial abundance. Blessings, Carrie and Jimmy. This has come in quite a few times here. So what can we do for Cindy and everyone regarding financial abundance and
those
blocks?
So my favorite thing for that would be good fortune. There's something about having good fortune. Whether you believe in good luck or not, or you say sometimes that person always has great luck, you know, that's what we want to bring in. So I'm going to do a big prayer fish for everybody right now. I'm just starting in the top left corner of that little fish. I'm going to believe, think, know, or feel, ready, willing, and able, know when, where, how, and why, to bring in good fortune to flow in, around, and through everyone that hears the sound of my voice now or in the future now. And annihilate all the blocks that are in their way. And in that place, we're dropping in all good fortune. Thank you. There it is.
Mm.
Ooh. So that's going to help too.
We can all benefit from that. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes.
Thank you, Cindy, and all of you who wrote in about that. Yeah, we could go on and on, but I think we did a lot, talked to a lot of people.
We did a lot. I'm feeling good about it. Yeah.
I feel good about it.
You always have a great show and great people. And yeah, no, you do a great job. And so I always enjoy our time together, too. So, and gosh, thank you for being such the lighthouse to everybody as well, you know, because
thank you. You've
got to get the word out there now more than ever, you know, so that people have hope. They can create change, and you start playing in this, I tell everybody it'll start playing with you. You'll have very profound experiences, even if you just listen to my voice today or any of these other pieces. They're totally designed to help you and to contribute to your life and create improvement, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jimmy. Love our time together. And I really want to thank all of you for being with us. Thank you for the gift of your time, love, and presence today. Notice how you're feeling, what stood out for you, what has shifted for you, what more can happen, you know, and really consider and review the opportunities that Jimmy has created for you to take this journey forward with him and to learn this yourself. So, and then open up to receive the blessings. They are on their way to you. Just open, open, open to receive. And remember, everyone, you are brilliant. You are resilient. And I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it. Offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Okay, everyone. Bye-bye.